Schizophrenia stared me in the face, and one night I was in a suicidal despair. My professional life looked fine on the surface. I was now head of a publishing venture in which nearly $1 million had been invested. My opinions were quoted in Time and Newsweek, along with pictures. I addressed the public by radio and TV. It was a fantastic structure built on a crumbling foundation. It was tottering, and it had to fall. It did. After my last binge, I came home and smashed my dining room furniture to splinters, kicked out 6 windows and 2 balustrades. When I woke up sober, my handiwork confronted me. It is impossible for me to reproduce my despair. I'd had absolute faith in science, and only in science. Knowledge is power, I had always been taught. Now I had to face up to the fact that knowledge of this sort, applied to my individual case, was not power. Science could take my mind apart expertly, but it couldn't seem to put it together again. I crawled back to my analyst, not so much because I had faith in him, but because I had nowhere else to turn. After talking with him for a time, I heard myself saying, "Doc, I think I'm an alcoholic." "Yes," he said surprisingly, "you are." "Then why in God's name haven't you told me so during all these years?" "Two reasons," he said. "First, I couldn't be sure. The line between a heavy drinker and an alcoholic is not always clear. It wasn't until just lately that, in your case, I could draw it. Second, you wouldn't have believed me even if I had told you." I had to admit to myself that he was right. Only